Okay, we'll pick up the Gemara Chav Zayin on a base. We're at three lines in the bottom of the Rosh Va'amar. We were just mentioning the story that Rabbi Eliezer was visiting in Sukkot Rabbi Yochanan Berebi Lai, the Sukkot of Rabbi Yochanan, seemingly on the Zman of Sukkot. So the Gemara asked, wait a second, the Rabbi Eliezer said himself that he was Mishabeach, that the Rabbi Eliezer himself said that you're not allowed to go from Sukkot to Sukkot. V'heich avarachol, just go back to Heichad Avachi. The Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ain't otzim to Sukkot to Sukkot. You're not allowed to go back from one Sukkot to the other Sukkot. So the Gemara says, regal achar, it must not have been Sukkot. He was just, when it used Lashon of a Sukkah meant that he was sitting outside in a hut, but it wasn't actually the regular Sukkah, so it was rather either Shavuos or Pesach. The Gemara asks, wait a second, that's what we're holding, a Ve'amar now, three lines from the bottom, Ve'amar, Rabbi Elazar, wait a second, there's another problem with this story. Rabbi Elazar said, Mishabeach ani es atzlanim, I praise the lazy people, She'in yotzin mevasem beregel, do not leave their homes on the regel, but instead they are sameach with their families. How did Rabbi Elazar himself leave his family on any chag, even if it was Pesach, even Shavuos, and go visit Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says, you're right, rather Shabbos, it wasn't a chag. Rather, it was just Shabbos, and therefore he went on a Shabbos to go visit his Rebbe, and the Simchas HaRegel, Simchas HaMishpacha on the Regel only applies to that of Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues. V'tivshit le'midideh. But wait a second. We're going back to the story of Rabbi Elazar. He didn't answer the question whether or not it's permitted to put the sheet over the sukkah because he wasn't sure if that was in addition to an awal arai. So the Gemara says, isn't it pashut that he himself ruled the son of the regards to Masechah Shabbos? The Mishnah tells us, p'kaka chalon, Rabbi Elazar omer b'zman shekosher v'taloi poking in bo. Rabbi Elazar says, when you have a window, like a closing for the window, anything else to close a window, so this closing, Rabbi Elazar allows you to close it when it's attached to the building by a rope, and the rope is also short so that it's going to be held up as much as kosher v'talei. It's going to be held up when not in use. Poking about, then you're allowed to close it up on Shabbos. V'im lav, if it's not the case, then ain't poking about. You're not allowed to close it on Shabbos. So he holds that there's an issue of even being mosif on an ol arai on Shabbos. That is the dinder rabbanan. He allows you to close the window when it's completely attached to the building and held taloi above, and he's suspended above the ground. In that case, that's not really adding to an olarai. That's no new addition. That's why it's going to be mutter. However, chachamim say benkach benkach pokukim. If you have an already existing ol and you're just being mosif on that, that would be, and it's temporary in nature. So then that would be okay, and it'd be mutter. But we see what we're bringing this mishnah out not for chachamim, but that Rabbi Elazar himself said that it's usur to add to an olarai. So lechora, isn't it the same exact thing with regards to Sukkah? Why did he tell us that he can't answer the question? L'chora, it's pashut, according to him, it should be aser. So the Gemara answer is now turning on to the next Amud. Hasam hud mevatel. There, in the case with regards to the window, you are mevatel. You're nullifying the status of the window as a separate object when you're putting it into the window. So therefore, because when you put the shutter into the window, it's considered part of the structure. So therefore, you'd be adding to a pre-existing structure, and that is the issue of mosif al awalarai. However, aval hacha de lo mevatel lo. But here, where he's not what the sheet status is completely separate from the sukkah. The only reason you're putting the sheet there is you're hanging it only there because of the shade to block the sunlight. When the sunlight's done, you're going to take it off. So therefore, the sheet is never part of the sukkah. It's never vatal to it. So you're not adding to an LRI. So that's why he was masupak over here. He wasn't sure. Maybe it is comparable. Maybe it's not. And therefore, he said, since my Rebbeim didn't tell me anything, I'm not sure about. I can't tell you what to do. And that's why he was masupak bedavar. It's not what he said in the Mishnah. He heard from his Rebbeim is aser, but he's not sure if this would be an applicable comparison. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn on a brisa, Ma'isa Berebbe Eliezer Shishavas Begali Lo. Once happened, Rabbi Elazar was in the upper Galil. They asked him 30 different halachas regarding Hilchos Sukkah. 12 of them, he said, I know the exact ruling based on my Rebbeim, what I've heard. So he told him the halacha. 18 shamati. He said, I didn't know. 18 of them, he did not know. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah says that it was the opposite. Amar chilav adavarim 18 amar lam shamati. In his version, he said, I heard 18 of them. Same as Amar Lo Shamati, and 12 of them I said I did not know. So the Gemara says Amru Lo. So they asked him, Kol Devaracha Inelach B'Yishmo. You just learn exactly what your Rebbeim said. You never learned on your own. You never be able to steig and become a posik. So Amar Lahem. So he thought they were accusing them of basically not learning diligently. So he said, "Is Kavli Amar Davar Shalomati B'Paros." So now you're forcing me to teach you something that I did not learn from my Rebbeim, and that's generally not how I say. I don't say things that are not from my Rebbeim, but I have to tell you my practice. Me Amai Lo Kedanti Adam B'Beis Hamidrash. Never in my life had anybody come to me before the Beis Hamidrash. He was probably there pretty early in the morning, you know, like Rav Yashuv's day every morning, 2:30 in the morning. That's when he'd be getting up. He'd be beating everybody to the Beis Hamidrash. V'lo Yashanti B'Beis Hamidrash. I saw an explanation. We're learning Maseches Brachos also, when I was much younger. the Rav introduced the whole Masechus Brachos. Rabbi Eliezer is the first person who Eliezer. He's the first Tana mentioned in Shas. So there are those who explained that why, because of this chus, that he came so early to the Beis Midrash that he was zochet to be the first Tana mentioned in all of Shas, because he was the one who spent so diligently to get up so early. Now we know that it's usher normally to sleep with Shinas Keva in a shul. However, for Talmud Chacham, it's even mutter for him to sleep normally, even in a full Shina, because like the Beis Medrash is his home. Even though Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud Chacham, he didn't even take a short nap. He didn't take a short nap, which is mutter even for the Hamonam. He didn't sleep even for one moment in the Beis Medrash. I never left someone behind the Beis Medrash to leave. He was always the last one to leave. So not only was the first to come, he was the last to leave. Below, sachakti sichas chulin, and never spoke in a talk like a sichas chulin, nothing related to Torah. I always spoke in Torah. Below, amarti davar shelo shamati pi Rabbi Me'olam. I never said anything that I did not hear from my Rebbeim. So we could see that he definitely was diligent. He was learning a lot. He held that he only wanted to paskin only things that he held from his Rebbeim. He held that, because some want to compare it to, he holds that Torah is Shabbat Shemayim. He holds mashkichin bebaskol. You can't listen to a baskol. Some want to make the comparison to, that's why he never paskin himself. He thought that everything is Torah Mishamayim, and you have to give the exact psak, and he held his Rebbeim were of the ability to give you exactly what the Torah Mishamayim, but he held in his anava that he wasn't of that level to be able to give a psak, and that's why he never paskin anything. Amar lav Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer, mi'amar lo sach sichas chulin, he never spoke anything other than Torah, v'lo alach, even when he was teaching other things, he was comparing it to the Torah. V'lo achar ba'amos, below Torah, v'lo tefillin. He never walked, that's how life is like a lot of times. He'll be driving with them, you'll see so many different stories. There's chus of taking Rosh Hechler Shlita many times, and my grandma many times, to different places. Even though when they're talking, just the most casual conversation, there's so many lessons and life lessons in Torah. Everything is ingrained in Torah with them. Below lachar ba'amos, below Torah, v'lo tefillin. He never walked for amos without studying Torah, without wearing tefillin. V'lo kar ba'dom b'sam midrash, nobody ever came before him. So that's where Rabbi Lezer probably got this practice from. But before the base medrash, he also didn't sleep, take even a short nap in the base medrash. He never thought in unclean alleyways, even though he held lahalacha in brachos, he held that it actually is mutter. He himself was machmir on himself, and that's also another thing that we see by a lot of gedolim. Like Rav Neventzel, I would say overall is a pretty lenient posik. I've seen myself tremendous chumras, major chumras that he never in a million years imposed on other people. Just one example, I remember Motzi Yom Kippur. Reventel's yortzeit for his uncle. Reventel davens for the Amud. So he davens for the Amud on Motzi Yom Kippur, and he flies. I can't even keep up. Normally, if you ever see him daven, he's the last one by far to finish davening. When he davens for the Amud, he's the first one to finish the Shmona Esrei. And not only that, here he flew through the davening to make sure that we finish exactly not 1 minute after the Luach says, to if anyone has a trouble fasting, so that they should be able to finish on time. Lest you think that if Neventel himself was hungry, he goes to his room and then he goes to learn for another hour and whatever it is till the 90 minutes after this man. He's machmir for the 90 minutes after Yom Kippur, thinking he is machmir for Shabbos as well, for 90 minutes. So that's what we see by Gedolim. That's another very big important thing we see by Gedolim, that they'll have chumras on themselves, but never for the Tzibur. For the Tzibur, they paskin what the Ikra Halacha is. He never left someone behind when he left the Beis Midrash. He would never leave someone there alone. He would never see him sitting idly. He would always be steiging and always be learning Torah. But he would run in front of them that they don't have to open the door for them. He never said anything which he hadn't heard from his Rebbeim. Never said, now the time to get up and we can leave the Beis Medrash, except for two times a year. Except for that of Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Why Erev Pesach? Rashi quotes, because in Erev Pesach you'd have to tell Rabbi Chaim Zakeh there was still a Beis Hamikdash. You'd have to prepare for the Korban Pesach, and then after that they would want to make sure that the children are sleeping. That's what Gemara Pesachim relates, that they would make sure the children take a nap in order that they should be up for the Seder, so that they can be Mekayim V'Gadlta L'Vincha, Mekayim the Mitzvah of them being up for the Seder. So that is the reason that we have. That's the reason we have the that they would mivatel Beis Hamikdash and Erev Yom Kippur in order that they should be eat Mibod Yom. Rashi says they should eat before the fast day in order that they should not go into the fast hungry. And it's a mitzvah to eat all day. And these practices, Rabbi Elazar also followed these practices. Now the Gemara continues, since we're discussing the greatness of Rabbi Chanan Zakkai, the Gemara continues to tell us more about his Talmidim. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan. I remember seeing this in the we'll see in Amuka, where Rabbi Yonasan Ramzil is buried. They have this whole Gemara, the whole sign of this Gemara. Why? You'll see in a moment. Shimonim Talmidim Ayilu Hilal Zakkin. Hilal Zakkin had 80 major Talmidim, Shloshim Mehem 30 of them should have had the ability to have the Hashem's presence, the Shekhinah, on them, like Moshe Rabbeinu. What a level. So, however, the Rashba points out in Brava Basra that the reason that they were not Zohar that because the sins of the door, they would have been Zohar had it not been for the door, was not worthy that they should be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say the Chidash, because it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam writes, when on 13 Animanim, those say Animanim, remember this, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Avlev Nevi'im Lekor Macharav, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest level of Nevi'is. How could it be that they were to be on the same level? So the Chidah answers, no, we're just talking about this one level of the Shekhinah, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Kolkolo with everything, that his Nevuah and his level of prophecy, that would have been higher than these 30 people. The Shekhinah, the fact that they'd have the Kedusha, whatever you want to say, having the Shekhinah on him, that's only one aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness. That level is they could have attained, but not the rest of Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, like his Nevuah and his prophecy, that we believe that he was the greatest of all Nevi'im. So that there was 30 below that, and that was Yoshua ben Nun, and Gadol Shebekulan. So who was the greatest of all of the of all of that's most explained is the greatest of all of them. Some say maybe the greatest of the middle level, but we'll go with the Pasher reason. Pasher explanation is that who was the greatest of all of Hillel's Talmidim was Yonasan ben Uziel. He was Yonasan ben Uziel, and that's why by Amukah they quote this this Gemara, obviously, because Yonasan ben Uziel is the one who's buried in Amukah. Katah Shebekulan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and the smallest of all of them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And so we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we're about to say that this was at the lowest level. It's fascinating. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who ended up taking over for Hillel. So we see that a person can work on himself, even if he doesn't have necessarily the highest capabilities in the beginning. If he works on himself tremendously, then he can become the greatest. The same thing with Michael Jordan. He was not the greatest of basketball players, and he worked on it, and he worked. The greatest of greatest are always the people who work on themselves the most, whether in any profession it may, whether Talmud Torah, whether anything else in business or anything. If you work hard enough, that's a 100% recipe that you will be successful. Amar Alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mikra Umishna Gemara. They said Rabbi Yochanan, he was able to learn Mishnah and Psukim he knew by heart, and Mishnah is knew by heart. Everything he knew by heart. Everything he knew amazingly. Gemara, what does Gemara mean? Gemara usually refers to what the Amorim are discussing of the Tanaim. How could that be? He was a Tana. So they explain. No, it means that just like with the Amorim are discussing earlier and engaging in earlier lumdus and thought provoking questions of the earlier Tanaim. So too the later Tanaim, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was analyzing what the earlier Tanaim had said to figure out. That's what Gemara means. To flesh out the sugyas and get out the halacha. So I got us halacha, and halachas that are not alluded to in the Torah, Rashi says, right, they were going to be the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and agados, like the different interpretations, the midrashim, on the Torah. Dikduke Torah v'dukte sofrim. Dikduke Torah v'dukte sofrim. Rashi says that these are, dikduke Torah is the ribe osuyos, if you have extra letters, what we were supposed to be darshan for them. Dikduke sofrim is, and make a siag and things around the Torah, make zeros in order to prevent people from violating halachas, and kalim v'chamurim make zeros shavos, Kavachomers and Gzeros Shavos, and Gzeros Shavos is exposing the same words in two places, like Tazvos. We have the lachas of eating Kazayas, we just had that, eating the halacha of Kazayas on the night of Sukkot, those things, Tkufos, how to calculate when Rosh Chodesh is, we know how hard that is with the astronomy and how to calculate everything, Vikamachios, different Gamachios, as Rashi points out, that's just the regular Gamachios we know of different letters, like how do we know Nazir, Stam Nazir, Shloshim Yom, we learn that from Gamachios, and also, right, we learn it out from Kadoshi Hiya, Hiya, Vikamachios 30, and other, the Atbash, right, the Aleph should be connected to it, a tough and different mnemonics that we have for Gamachios. He was a master in that, Sichas. And what is that? Rashi says, "Lo yadana mahi." I don't know what that is. Okay, so Rashi doesn't know what it is, but others explain that is. I think the Rashbam explains that it means that sicha shadim is language is known to the shadim in order to control them by making kamiyas and different things like that to stop them from doing that. And the other thing of sichas dekalim is based on what Shlomo Melech says by Malachim. It says vaydaber ala itzim. This means that Shlomo was knowledgeable in what the plants, what medicine was needed to combat different illnesses. That's what it means over here. He was a master with regards to about healing people as well. Mishlos kov. Also different mussels, the parables of the launderers, parables of the foxes, different things, parables used to give mussar to Kalacha, to Bnei Yisrael, and he was that's how he formed them in the terms of foxes and launderers. Davar gadol v'davar katan, great things and smaller things he was able to analyze and figure out. Davar gadol maisa merkava, what is it considered the greater things? That is maisa merkava, the very deep, Kabbalistic and very deep things mentioned in Yecheskel with the heavenly dreams, the maisa merkava, those are things that are very difficult to understand. Davar katan havayos tabayav raven, small things are considered like literally the inquiries of Abaye Virava, which means obviously like the analytical Talmud analysis, those things are considered smaller to that of the highly mystical and deeper things that are involved with Maaseh Merkava and things of that nature. Those who explain, the Marshal wants to explain that these things, the Maaseh Merkava, may be greater spiritually, but overall, a person's actual growth for himself to grow, maybe that he will grow more from the learning the bias of Ayos Avayu Rava. Even though we call them smaller, they're still of greater significance for a person's own spiritual growth. There may be a higher level of understanding for Maisim Merkava, but to work on a person, that's getting involved again in the kishkas of the Gemara, figuring out the Shakla Vitaria. L'kai Mashin Emar, to fulfill what's just stated, to give over to those who love me the Yesh, which is a great amount of reward, and I'm going to fill their storehouses. And this refers to giving those who learn the Torah, Gosh Baruch Hu is going to give them Yesh 310. That's actually what the Mishnah says, that they're going to get 310 olamos. So the Gemara says, V'chim ha'achar she'katan she'bekula an'kach. So if this was the smallest of them, was Reuchon HaMetzake, it was so great, Gadol she'bekula an'achas kavan ve'kama. So the most prominent to all of them was Yonasan Brazil, was how much greater should he have been? L'chorah, he must have been so much greater because he was the greatest of all of them, and we're seeing these small things. So what was the one Maisa that they say was so great about Yonasan Brazil? Amru alav Yonasan Brazil, b'shash she'yoshev ve'osik b'torah kol osh parech alav miyad nisach. When he sat and learned Torah, everything around him, all the birds that flew by him, where they were burnt. That's how much kedusha he had, as Rashi points out. The malachim were there. So how much kedusha when malachim ramamish there when he's learning, they were able to burn out the animals around them. And Tosa says no, that he was able to mekabel so much like Sinai, and we know by Har Sinai there was the esh ochel, it was over the esh over there. So therefore, that's why there was esh saviv of Klal Yisrael. That's what the it was mamish like in the Sinai of Torah. Every time he would learn Torah, that's how kadosh it was, amazing. But they say about Rabbi Lezer Khalil when he was writing the Arizal, right, describes when he was writing the piyutim that he wrote, the things that we say in Rosh Hashanah Kippur, there was like literally malachim and fire all around him. That's how holy these words are. When we say the piyutim, don't think we don't understand any of the words. They're so holy, every word of the piyutim. They have wonderful art school translations to understand them. They're very, very holy things that we can get from them. That's just reminded me of the thing about having a fire around you. That's what the Arizal writes about all the piyutim of Rabbi Lezer HaKalir. The Gemara Kedidus, Mishay Rosh of Rabbi Sukkah. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, someone had his body was in the Sukkah of Shalom HaSabayis, however, his table was totally inside the house. Beit Shammai said that this is possible. If Vesel Machshir and Vesel said that it's kosher to have it in the situation, we mentioned this already on Daf Beis. We discussed it on Daf Gimel very early on. The Gemara mentioned this. Amar la Vesel al Beishamay. Vesel said to Beishamay, "Lo kachaya Maisa." Wasn't this? I'll bring a raya that even Beishamay should agree. The Shalchu Zikne Beishamay, Zikne Vesel al Vakers Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranis. They went to visit the elders of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai to Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranis. So Matzu Shaya Yosef Rosh of Rabbi Sukkah v'Shachonos Abayis. They found that he was sitting with his head and most of his body in the Sukkah. At his table was in the house. Lamed the Davar and the elders of Beis Shammai didn't say anything to him. So Lachora, the fact that they didn't say anything to him, Lachora means that they agreed to his conduct. So he was following Beis Hillel. So he was had the Shulchan inside the house. Amru Allah and Beishami. Beishami responded, no, Beisham Raya, you bring a proof from there. That's not true. Afim Amrulo, the elders of Beishami actually did say something to him. You don't have the Maisa, we know. If you did this, look, count the mitzvah Sukkah, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah at all. Even Tosos would suggest, even on the level of Dereisa, they have the ability to take away your mitzvah. Even though Derabanan not Yotze, they have the ability to take away even your mitzvah Dereisa, and Chazal, they have the ability to take away your mitzvah and say, you're not Mekayim, even a mitzvah Dereisa. That is a famous concept that comes up in many different Sugyas. There are two examples of that, but this is a famous thing of a whole shir on this, is that the Rabbanan have the ability to take away your mitzvah Dereisa. One example is potentially if you hold that there is a gzera of chatzos for regards to kriyat shema. So one who is ma'achar on purpose and decides to say kriyat shema after chatzos, we know that be'etzem u'shach b'cha means all the while people are sleeping. People are sleeping all the way through the morning time till alos shachar, even potentially after alos shachar till neitzachama b'shas elchak. You could mikayim your mitzvah then. But if you on purpose delayed it until after chatzos, so Rabbeinu Yonah suggests maybe the chazal took away your mitzvah and you're not even mikayim the mitzvah on a deraisa level of the mitzvah of kriyat shema. Another example is one who blows shofar on Shabbos. We just had this in Rosh Hashanah Shalayos b'Shabbos. There are those who want to suggest maybe you're not mekayim anything. Not that you violated an isser or got punished for the isser, but rather even the mitzvah that you do of blowing shofar is nothing. It's nothing because Chazal told you not to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchalos B'Shabbos. If you in fact decided to blow shofar, you would not fulfill your mitzvah whatsoever. We also mentioned Daf Gimel that this is one of the six cases where we do paskin like Beis Shammai, and a person is not allowed to have his shulchan in the house. We mentioned Beis Shabur and the poskim. That's only when the shulchan is totally in the house. If you have a long shulchan that extends and part of the shulchan is not in the kasher part of the sukkah, that is not an issue. That is not part of the gzera of the shulchan. It is when the shulchan is totally in the house, we're afraid you're going to go eventually eat all in the house, and that's the issue of having the sukkah, having the table totally in the house. Now the Mishnah continues. Nashim ve'avadim uktanim torim in hasukkah. Women, slaves, we're talking about an Eved Knani, right? Obviously a non-Jewish slave, totally. He's not an Eved Knani, he's a Jewish who is mekabel some mitzvos, and he's obligated in some mitzvos, I say shelo azman grama, and also he's mekayim, also the lavim he has to keep. So that's an Eved, v'ktanim, and also katan below the age of our mitzvah, turim in hasukkah, they're patur from the sukkah. The Gemara's going to discuss this. Katan shenudea, limo chai besukkah. But a katan who is of the age, which is, he doesn't need his mother, the Gemara's going to discuss what does that get there. Then he's also going to be chayiv in sukkah. the kalatzah shel Shammai Zaken. Now, Maisa, when Shammai Zaken's the Shammai, the older one, his daughter-in-law gave birth. Upiches es amaziva. Shammai removed the opened the roof for him to place over the bed. Upsikai chagabe amita bishvil akatan, and put over the bed for the sake of the major katan. The Gemara is going to ask the Chor, that's Soser, what we just mentioned. Why are you mentioning a Maisa Lisa? When Maisa is always a proof. We asked that question on the earlier part of the Gemara as well about not eating even araya to the chesukah. Now the Gemara is going to ask, where do we know that women are pater from the mitzvah of sukkah? What do you mean, where do we know? The Pnei Yoshua asks, what do you mean, where do we know? L'chora, from the Gemara Kedushi, the Gemara says that they're pater from all mitzvahs that there's a man grama. The Gemara is going to say, the Pnei Yoshua answers, no, based on the handshake of the Gemara, there's a real reason to assume that the woman would have been chayav. So the Gemara says, how do we know that they're pater? So as we're going to see. So Tanur Rabbanan, as the Braisa tells us, Ezrach ze Ezrach. When it says, the Torah says that every Ezrach is going to be chayav in sukkah, l'chora Ezrach includes both men and women. Ha Ezrach with a hey idea. Ha Ezrach, that Ezrach, that person who's living in the land, is reverence to call Ezrach as that, not just a person living in the land. Any person is reverence. Ha Ezrach, as Rashi says, Ha Ezrach is lechora to connote a more chashuv Ezrach. That's called Rabbos Ezrach lahotzias nashim. That's coming to exclude women. We know men for this purpose are considered more of Ha Ezrach, are considered more prominent the group of people. You know, I don't know to mention this to the feminists, but that's what the Gemara learns out from over here. Kol Rabbos Ezraktanim, whereas Kol, all those are coming to include the minors in the mitzvah. As well. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Ha Ezrach lo tzias hanashim. Ha Ezrach is coming to exclude women. The Gemara says, was that really true though? The Mimda Ezrach bin Nashim bin Gavrim Mashmi, that if it would have said just Ezrach, which means just a person, that the person dwelling amongst you, that would refer both to men and women. Is that true though? Ve'atana, we seem to learn the opposite with regards to Hilchos Yom Kippur. Ha Ezrach l'rabos nashim ha'ezrachim shechayvas b'inoy. Ha Ezrach is, Ha Ezrach with regards to Yom Kippur is referring to that the obligation to fast Yom Kippur is coming to include both women and men, obviously, but when coming to include women, that they're obligated to afflict themselves and fast on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, and all of Chameshinim, not just that, well, if you hold all or five of the rice, that's Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, but that would be, that whatever the Chayav in, whatever men are Chayav in, the women are going to Chayav in with regards to Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Alma Ezrach, Gavri Mashmeh, that when it comes to the fact that it says generally just a person, that person is referring to only to men and not to women, because it says, Ha Ezrach, we're learning out that women are going to be included. So it's the opposite Mashmos from the Gemara in Sukkah over here, and the Gemara with regards to the drasha that we have in regards to Yuma. So the Gemara answers now, Amar Rabba, Rama wanted to say, Hilchasaninu, these laws are not based on different psukim, rather they're known to us through halacha l'moshe b'sinai, and the fact that we have the concept of whether one is man and one is woman, v'asminu kabbana cry, that the rabbanon just bringing proofs for them based on the psukim, but really the ikar drasha is not based on ha'ezrach, rather ikar drasha is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that they should be chayav, they should be pater, and that's why we know them. So the Gemara says, ha'ikra v'hei hilchasa, which one is based on a pasuk, and which one is based on the tradition that we have? Esukra lamali hilchasa lamali. So then, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a tradition at all? Simply telling us then halacha, I would have known that the mitzvah is going to apply to women with regards to Yom Kippur, and I don't know that they're pater from sukkah. Ha sukkah mitzvah says shasran gama. What's the normal case when it comes to mitzvah says shasran gama by regards to sukkah? It's a time bound mitzvah, and mitzvah says shasran gama. Nashim pterus. We know based on the Gemara and Kedushin that all time bound mitzvahs women are going to be pater from Yom Kippurim and regards to Yom Kippur. It's an iser midrash. This is where the limud comes out. They were talking about dealing with someone who steals and swearing falsely. We say it's ishu isha. We learn that the women are going to be chayav and all lavim. So why do I assume that ishve kasuv ishle ish, right? Ishle ish. We're learning on the next time. But now that we compare the woman to man with regards to all of the punishments in the Torah. So therefore, we know that it's pasha, the woman should be commanded in Yom Kippur. They should be pater from sukkah. So the Gemara Rabbi Olam sukkah hilchasa, as Rashi points out that. At Liftor Hilchasahi, because the pasuk, I actually would have thought Ha Ezrach is referencing to Nashim as well. That's what I would have learned had it not been the Halachah Moshe Messina telling me that women are really fundamentally putter based on the fact that they're putter on Sukkah. V'itzrach, and therefore, I need to exclude them from the mitzvah of sukkah. Because I would have thought, teshuvik eidiru. How do you sit in the sukkah? Is the way you live at home, madir, ish v'ishto. So when it comes to sukkah, a man lives with his wife. Our sukkah, ish v'ishto, kamash b'lan. So too, when it comes to sukkah, it should be a man and his wife. I was thinking, maybe the chiyuv would have been on the husband, though. They should make sure that his wife is with him. Just like the simchas regel, lechora, is on the husband to make sure that the wife is happy also. She might have an independent mitzvah also, but lechora, that would be a chiyuv at least also on the husband. Either way, we learn out from here that they're pater, they don't have to be in the sukkah. The Gemara says, Rav Amar, based on the halacha of Shishin. Rav Amar, Itzrach Noah. The other reason I would have assumed that women are going to be chayv in sukkah. So, Alta Gamina, Yalev, Chamishas, Arach, Shemek, Zerah. We had a Gzerah Shavat, each of you have to have matz on the first night of Pesach. To the Gzerah Shavat, you have to have a kazayas of bread in the sukkah on the night of the 15th, which the Ramah takes very seriously, that even if it's raining. So, the Gemara says, Malal Nashim Chayav is just like when it comes to matzah, women are going to be chayav. We have the hekish from everyone is chayav in It's going to be chayav in erev tochel matzah. The Gemara learns out from over there. So that's why women are chayav in the first night to eat a kazayas of matzah. Afkanashim chayav. I would have thought that, in regards to the first, at least the first night of sukkah, they would be chayav to have a kazayas of bread in the sukkah. Kamashman. So therefore, the pasuk is telling us the women are patur from the mitzvah of sukkah. Behashem at sukkah hilchas. And now you tell me that sukkah is an oral tradition. Why don't you need a pasuk of saying ha'ezrach? So the Gemara says the ha'ezrach is a different halacha and gantin l'rabos zagirim to teach you that converts are included in the mitzvah of sukkah. So I mean ha'ezrach be Yisrael, like a citizen. Who is it? Ezrach? And Ezrach is the citizen of Klal Yisrael. Those who are only a person who's the children of Mitzvah Yaakov. Veloz Agirim, and not the converts. Kamashman, the Agirim are also included because they are considered in HaEzrach, they're included in the Mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Yom Kippur, with Rav Yudah Marav Nafka. Yom Kippur, it should emerge from the Rav Yudah Marav, which is telling us that men and women are punished. So why do I have to tell you HaEzrach, the teacher, that women are going to be Chayev? So the Gemara says, Lo Nisrach Ela Tosefes Inoy. This is only coming to include the additional period of Inoy, Tosefes Inoy, that the Gemara learns out Midorei, so that a person is going to be Chayev in adding on to Yom Kippur. Women are also going to be because Tosefes Inoy is not punished, it's not applicable to the punishment of violating Yom Kippur. The punishment of Karis only applies to the actual Zman of the 24-hour period of Yom Kippur. Past that would not be the Zman of Yom Kippur. That's Tosefes Yom Kippurim. I would have thought women are not going to be Chayiv in that mitzvah at all. Kamashma, therefore, that they are Chayiv. The Ha'ezrach is teaching women to are Chayiv in the Inoy of adding at least a little bit on the beginning, on the end point of Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara discusses the brace of the last point. Amar Mar, Kol Rabba Sektanim, Kol is including the minor ones that people under the age of Bar Mitzvah are going to be chayav in the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Gemara said, what do you mean? V'hatanan nashim b'avadim ektanim p'turim l'sukkah. The Mishnah said that pater d'vival above below the age of Bar Mitzvah are pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Gemara says, which is it? Lokasha, kan v'kadosh gina l'chinuch. The Braisa we're referring to going to be chayav. That's what we're talking about where you come the age of chinuch. Is that the age where the father should be training him? And kan v'kadosh shaloi gina l'chinuch. And the Mishnah was telling you his pater, he's not yet reached the age of chinuch. The Gemara says, kadosh gina l'chinuch midrabanan. But wait a second. The whole idea of the obligation of the person who's a katan to do the mitzvah and to train himself when he's a bar mitzvah, that's all derabanan. So how could the Braisa tell us from a pasuk that's including a person under the age of bar mitzvah? That's a din derabanan. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's all midrabanan, that the cross machta b'almahu, that the fact that we quoted the pasuk, that's only just a support. That machta b'almah means that the rabbanan really said this halacha, and they quoted a pasuk that should teach you to take it very seriously. But that's the pasuk that they're just relying on, but really, it's pe'etem, it's a dindar abanan. So the Gemara says, katash in a tzarech le'imo, that is going to be pater, is going to be chayav in sukkah. The Gemara says, hechi dami katash in a tzarech le'imo. So which is that person who's of the age where he doesn't need his mother anymore? Maybe you could argue that some people who are 20 years old still need their mother. So maybe they should be pater. That was a joke. Obviously, by the age of 13, they're going to be chayav. The Gemara says, amar David v'yanai, kol shenifta v'in imo mekancha. The first example is a person is able to go to the bathroom by himself, doesn't his mother to wipe him. Rabban Shimon omer, kol shenir mishnasa v'ino korei ima. Someone who doesn't cry out ima when he wakes up from his sleep. So Gemara says, ima gdola namikar. One of them, people wake up in the middle of the night, they scream out ima also. They cry out ima from a dream or whatever it might be. So Gemara says, ela ima kol shenir v'ino korei ima ima. No, that he's not able to soothe himself, obviously. He's able to go back to bed. If he's able to go back to bed on his own, that means that he's not tzarech l'ima anymore. But someone who wakes up in the middle of the night and he runs into his mother's room all the time because he's scared of the dark, that's a kid who's still going to be tzarech l'ima. He would not be chayav in the mitzvah sukkah. Now the Bisusa just points out, I think, Allah says that these two shittas are not arguing. That they would be around the same age. The Gemara in Irvin says that around the age of 6. Again, a lot of the chinuch depends on the person of different children. Some people's children are, you know, above the game. Some people are a little behind. But it's not an issue at all. Every child is different. So a person has to know when he reaches these age of these gedarim of the Gemara over here. And the Gemara says, "Ma'aseh v'yalda kalasa." What happened that the daughter of Shammai gave birth and he immediately opened up the roof to make her a sukkah. The Gemara says, "Ma'aseh lister." We usually bring a ma'aseh. We bring a proof to the previous halacha you mentioned. Previous halacha said that if the child's not able to hold his own, he doesn't need his mother, he's not chayav in sukkah. Then you bring in the maisa of a baby requiring the mitzvah sukkah. The Gemara says, no, chisro me'achshav achiktani. The Mishnah's missing something. V'shamay machmer. It's coming to Shammai, is more machmer. He holds that even a katan who's below the age, he's still going to be chayav in the mitzvah of chinuch. Ma'isanami, and we see, yada kalos v'shamay hazakan, piches and maziva. Shammai removed the roof in order to open the bed that she should have opening on top for sukkah. V'sikal chamita b'shvila katan in order to place the schach for the katan. And that was in order to be mekayim in the mitzvah for even the katan. Someone argue, can't be that a new rabbi. Maybe even according to Shammai would be chayav. Maybe it was for another katan who was next to the baby. That's why Shammai was opening it. Okay, that's not the pasuk. The pasuk Pshat is really talking about even for the baby. Now the Gemara says, "Kol shivas yamim for all 7 days of sukkah, adam osis sukkah l'keva veiso ara." You make your main residence the sukkah, and your house should be the temporary residence. Yardu gishamim. However, if it starts to rain, they must have until at what point you're allowed to leave. We're wondering now, and not just if it's a tiny drops of water. Then it's like a little spritz. That's fine. However, what is the degree of discomfort that a person is going to be putter from the mitzvah? So Achronim point that also, it's not just if let's say it poured and it's still dripping like crazy because you get dried off, it's a middle yantiv and it's still dripping like crazy, so they poison it. Also, that's also a tzar that it would ruin it. So that would also apply to be pater from the mitzvah. And Gemara says, when is that? Mishitizracha mikpa, when the food starts to get ruined from the rain. Mashal mashal is another just a person has to leave the sukkah to compare it to what lamadav. What's this comparable to? Leevet sheva limzo kos rabo mentions the siman kala chazav shalom is a person, a slave who's coming to pour wine for the master. He's the wine pourer. Veshavach kito napanav, and the master throws it back in his face. So too, when it rains on sukkahs, that's a really bad sign. It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master, and he's throwing it back in our face. That we're going out to the sukkah, and Hashem's saying, he's throwing it back at us, saying, I don't want you here. It's a very scary thing. We don't want that to happen. And it's a siman kala. We're going to see the Gemara later. We're going to discuss it a little bit more. And the Rambam writes the Perush Mishnah, but that's only the first night. I don't know where you got that from, but that's what Rambam writes. That it's only the first night. We're going to see other gedarim, maybe potentially other. I remember Rav Chizkiya was supposed to rain once, and remember until Sunday I was talking about it, and he was like trying to make lamed chusuf, picking all that he showed him. I'd say it's not a siman kala for whatever point it was. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanu, we learn a brisa. Kol shivas yamim, all 7 days of sukkah. You make your sukkah main residence and the temporary residence should be your house. Okay, so how do you do that? If you have very nice, beautiful kelim, you bring them to the sukkah. Matzos, nozum, 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 sukkah. If you have beautiful linens, you bring them to the sukkah. Also, you eat, you drink. Matayal is a shayla. What exactly it means to relax? You do things that you want to walk around, maybe even in your sukkah, and you do things of relaxing nature. Maybe play chess, whatever you want to do in the sukkah. There's a concept of zilzul sukkah, but playing chess I don't think is a zilzul. I think it's a nice thing to do, potentially just to sit around in the sukkah. How do we know it should be in a sukkah? The center of Rabbanu, we learn teishvu is kedidur. You should dwell in a sukkah. It means that you should dwell in the manner that you would reside in your home throughout the rest of the year. Mikan amru, this is what they say based on this. Kol shevasim osa adam osa sukkah. So kevav beisara, you make your major residence your sukkah and your temporary residence your house. Kedidur yelokayim raim malan sukkah. If you have your beautiful utensils, you bring them to the sukkah. Matos naos malan sukkah. You have beautiful linens, you have beautiful beds. Bring them to the sukkah, make it comfortable. Ochav chosam etayav sukkah. You eat, you drink, and relax in the sukkah. Mishanim besukkah. Also, you learn Torah in the sukkah. We'll get to any vez Hashem. The Gemara's question on that. Do we really analyze Torah? Do you have to learn Torah in the sukkah? Well, as a shamah, we'll start with that in tomorrow's stuff.